We have an international celebrity on the line.
Yes.
It's the voice of Lidl Checkouts, Alan from Scotland. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, everybody. How are we?
Very good. Good.
Better now.
Alan, when I saw that email yesterday, I was so excited. And I sent it to Steve immediately, and then we did breaking news, as you heard. Congratulations. That's so super. Now, for those who don't know, Alan has been a longtime listener of ours and a friend from Scotland. And he was up for, they wanted a Scottish voice for the checkouts at Lidl supermarkets in Scotland. And Alan frickin' won.
Yeah.
It's absolutely surreal. The voting was all in July, and that's why I'm calling up to want to say thank you to you guys for spreading the word. Everyone who took the time to vote, very much appreciated. A big shout out to Maggie as well. Maggie was the one who it was that emailed it to you guys in the first place, and just everyone for taking the time to do it. It's been absolutely surreal, and even when I got the call at the start of August to say I'd won, Rebecca was here with me, and Rebecca screamed the house down, and I just sat there and went,
Who said that?
That's awesome. Alan, I thought we saw an article that said you didn't make it to being one of the finalists.
Am I crazy?
No. My sister spotted that as well and sent it to me. And I believe what happened was that was the top three at that point, not the final three. So I think the journalists, I don't know exactly what happened. I wasn't involved, but my understanding is I must have done a bit of a sprint to the finish. So I'm delighted, but still in shock, I think, even though it's starting to feel real now because everybody knows, but it's been really hard keeping my mouth shut for the last 7 weeks.
So how long is it? I mean, obviously you shopped at Lidl supermarkets before this, but how long is it before you hear your own voice when you're checking out?
Next week, a week today, it goes live.
So you've already. So I'm assuming that they had you come into a recording studio, record a bunch of stuff. Like, sorry, your cabbage was not scanned correctly.
Mm-hmm. And yes, it was really nice actually. They took us down to Glasgow, put us up in a hotel, got a car to take us to the studio, recorded all them lines exactly like you said. Celtic supporters pay double, etc. So all that kind of thing.
That's so awesome. Cool. You'll need to, the first time you go to a store, you're going to have to record a quick video or like an audio clip and send it
to us. That'd
be cool. Because I really want
to see
it.
My local newspaper has already arranged to do exactly that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Alan, you don't have to answer this, but is this a paid gig?
No, it was a competition. They gave me £500 of vouchers for the store, though, so I'm not complaining at that.
Nice.
I mean, I would happily do it for that.
Hell yeah.
If there's any local grocery stores who are like, we need a voice, I'm like, 500 shekels and get to be on your machine. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't go to
it. Yeah, it was great fun doing it as well. We had good fun. And the pronunciation, like you guys, in Scotland, we all call it Lidl, but I had to do a couple of recordings because a lot of people in Germany, because that's where the company's from, say Lidl, like you said.
Okay.
So take your pick.
Okay, yep. So you say Lidl. Gotcha. Yeah, see, we don't have, at least to my knowledge, I don't go to any grocery stores that have any voices anywhere doing anything. But if we did, I still would rather have yours even in America because I hear dumb American accents every single day.
Yeah.
Like, right? I'm surrounded by accents from all over America. I know those accents, whether it's from the North or the South or the Midwest or wherever. I'd rather hear a Scottish accent going, you'll be disappointed in those chips.
I doubt he's saying that at the checkout at the grocery store.
But wouldn't that be so much better?
Yes.
Like if you picked a generic brand that it wasn't that good and you get a little bit chastised, but it's in a friendly way from Alan. Where he's
commentaries
like,
from Alan, like, oh, somebody's buying their feelings.
Oh, that one's going to have you on the toilet all night.
That is a good deal on wine.
You bought wine on Tuesday, too.
Two more, 10% off.
Maitland, you looked at Hot Wings like you thought he was crazy when he said he's never been to a grocery store, doesn't go to grocery stores where there's voices on the cash register.
Yeah, because there's plenty around here.
Yeah, they're all over.
Aldi does it. Family Fair.
Like when it says, scan your card now. Yours don't, you don't have those self-checkouts?
Oh, yeah, yes, but the Lidl didn't have
it. I guess I've never noticed it, if that's coming in for them, yeah.
No, we're giving Hot Wings a hard time because he says he's never heard of
it. Well, I've never been to it. I honestly, I know that this is going to shock everyone. I've never been inside of an Aldi ever. So, and I guess I don't know about,
but not just Aldi, Family Fair,
like smaller grocery store chains.
I think Meijer does. Don't those speak? I don't know.
I don't know. There's
Alan,
usually,
like, Alan's
loud.
Like, I'm not paying 60 cents a minute to hear you guys discuss local chains that aren't legal.
Well, I'll say this. If mine do talk, I don't notice them because they blend in with every other voice that's in the grocery store. So to my point,
Alan,
I would rather have a Scottish accent.
Alan, you know what the second most exciting thing for me was yesterday? The first was finding out that you won, reading your email.
Yes.
The second was when somebody sent a screenshot of a group text in which you said, their accents are getting better. They're getting better at doing a Scottish accent.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. That really popped my noggin.
Wombat Pat was actually saying, no, they're not. They're not good accents. They're terrible. And I said, no, I didn't say they were good. They're better.
Yeah.
I didn't need that context.
So we're a little bit higher than what our baseline was.
Yeah. Oh. The Sean Connery is still the best one.
I'm fair-scunnered.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But even when we do Sean Connery, we're just impersonating somebody else doing Sean Connery.
Yeah.
So,
welcome to the Rock.
S-words. S-words.
Well, Alan, congratulations. Super excited for you. And it couldn't have happened to a better person.
Thank you guys so much. Genuinely means a lot. Thank you.
All right, bud. We'll see you.
See you, man.
That makes me happy. If he ever moves, people love, like, when he was on with us in Kokomo that time, people were like, you got to hire Alan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but the travel's going to be a real bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be tough on him, yeah.
Do you think he would be okay editing out swears from video clips,
Probably.
Steve? We could bring him on just for that job. That would be a good use of resources.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't have video to distract him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that.
That's true.